Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with Dr. Richard Beck, Director of the Office of Planning and Performance Management at the U.S. Department of the Interior. Also joining me from IBM is Jeff Smith. Rich, we all know that federal agencies' strategic plans provide a roadmap to the future as well as assessments for progress towards that particular vision. Could you tell us a bit more about Interior's 2007 to 2012 strategic plan and the performance framework that turns this mission into method?
Okay. There are four main mission areas: resource protection, resource use, recreation, and serving communities. Those four mission areas, I think, just lay it right out there. And then we start to work through end outcome goals. What does it mean for resource protection, protecting land, protecting critters, protecting the wildlife? You go into resource use. We talk about our energy resources. We talk about our non-energy resources. There's resources that are on federal land and including the offshore to continental shelf. There are also the water resources. I mentioned before about Bureau of Reclamation provides water for about 31 million folks in the West. Rivers run from one state to the other. So how do you make sure that by the time, if you happen to be in Arizona, does the water get to you after it's run through about three or four other states, or is it just a trickle? So how do you manage that effectively? Serving communities, that's more about mainly about our Indian trust responsibilities. I mean, it's a large portion of that mission area, but there's also, can you help local communities make decisions about hazards? We have wildland fire. We see it where it's one thing when it's burning, thousands and thousands of acres of federal land. It's another thing when it starts to get close to what they call the wildland urban interface and starts to get close to communities. So something else you have to basically keep track of. And then I can't forget recreation. And that's about, we've got all these lands and we want to make sure that visitors have a chance to enjoy them. There's also another area which is called management excellence. We want to make sure that as we're doing our programmatic results, we can't forget the fact that we do want to have effective business processes and practices across the board that basically kind of cuts across what's happening programmatically. Are we advancing or modernizing how we do things? So you want to make sure you're doing those things as well.
Sure. So on that note, and you mentioned in the last segment, GIPRA, certainly for the past 7 years, the President's Management Agenda, or the PMA, has been the key driver for improving management and performance across the federal government. Could you tell us a bit about how your department has performed overall, and can you give us a sense of how Interior's leadership has approached the PMA, and what are some of the critical lessons learned from these efforts?
Okay. If you look at the PMA scorecard, I think has done well to focus a lot of attention at Interior as far as what we'd like to be able to move forward with. It sets you a guidance, a framework of what you need to be able to be improving upon. And I think we're making a lot of progress across the board. So the scorecard has really helped kind of crystallize a lot of what we're trying to do. It gives you a roadmap as far as what you want to achieve. And that was taken on and embraced pretty early on. In that it started with the Assistant Secretary for Policy Management and Budget with support from the Secretary. You may be familiar with Lynn Scarlett, who was the Assistant Secretary for Policy Management and Budget, who's now the Deputy Secretary. So if we didn't have somebody who's promoting this in the immediate Secretary's office, we definitely have her at this point. We started with reviewing on a quarterly basis what was going on, what were the different bureaus doing as far as being able to achieve, the scorecard objectives and how well are we moving ahead with that. And what's happened is that where that discussion was a somewhat centralized discussion with a lot of senior folks, well, now what happens is that there's a performance management council, there's a CIO council, there's all these councils that are now starting to take this message and get it down even further. And when I say now, I mean, now does not really mean now. I've been at the Interior Department for about 3.5 years. And when I got there, it was already well ingrained as far as what everybody was trying to do and such. And so that's been a real capstone as far as being able to lead folks down the path. And I think we're coming along with that.
Well, along this theme, OMB's program assessment rating tool, APART, was developed to assess and improve program's impact on outcomes that matter to the public. And to date, I believe some 70 Interior programs have been assessed using this tool. Can you elaborate on Interior's overall PAR performance and lessons learned?
I think there's about 15 or so programs out of the 70, about 15 or so, that are still rated as results not demonstrated. Other than that, everything is considered either adequate, moderately effective, and we even have some effective programs. And particularly what's been beneficial about PART is that hard to believe that there were some programs that really didn't have performance measures at the program level. I mean, I'm talking about as of the last 3 years or so. So PART basically helped identify those programs which didn't have them. You know, I feel for project managers, they're basically on the mark. They're on a day-by-day basis trying to get the job done. They're dealing with the fires that occur that day, in some cases literally. Do you take the time, though, to step back from everything you're trying to do on a day-by-day basis and make sure at least you have some idea of where you've been, how well you're doing, and where you're going? And PART particularly helped put that in place.
So considering PMA and PART in general, and from your perspective, how has this focus on performance led to more accountability and enhanced program outcomes and results?
I mean, I think just to the extent that we have programs that now can track what they're doing and they have a way to be able to scribe it, post it on the expectmore.gov website, and you can see where they're going and what they've done. So they're more sensitive to it now. So they realize this is what I'm trying to achieve. This is where I'm going. They have that ability now to see that. And I think that's what makes them more accountable, that they're able to express, well, here's what I've been able to achieve, and I can quantify it and I'll lay it down as far as, you know, whether there are permits that have been processed or whether I've improved so many acres of land. You know, the one thing on the other hand, though, some of our parts sometimes get to be too narrow a slice. So one of the things, I mean, I'd like to be able to do is someday maybe restructure what we have parted. I think that that some of the parts, we have like half of our parts, they take a slice that's maybe $50 million or less of what's going on. And if you're really interested in that program, that's you know, that's neat. But on the other hand, when you get to the bureau level and the government level, well, it gets to the point where, well, unless I'm talking about that specific program, is that really going to be your focus? So I think that what needs to kick the accountability up a notch is to start to take the part up a notch and maybe you know, structure it so that we're looking more across the board. I understand about accountability, but then does it start to get lost? I've got too many details, it starts to get lost. How does it fit in the overall perspective?
So it's finding that right level of aggregation that gives you the best value for the effort that you put into to doing the measures.
Exactly.
So staying on this theme of performance management, could you tell us about Interior's efforts to better link performance management with costs and investments? Specifically, what steps have you taken to track and manage costs and link those back to performance? And are you implementing activity-based costing and management to help you in this regard?
Yeah, the activity-based costing effort was underway when I got there 3.5 years ago. And that's been a long-term effort to be able to define in your financial accounting system, not just what you're spending the money for in terms of like what they would call object class, I'm buying vehicles, I'm buying people, but it's what those people are doing. What are they trying to do? So the activity-based costing process was put in place. Those systems have been built. So what we can do now is we can identify the costs that are associated with achieving a goal. So you can tell how much money was invested last year against improving land condition, how much was invested against basically sustaining biological communities, how the wildlife is doing, how the fisheries, how the migratory birds are doing. You can identify those funds. We took a step even further than that in our last performance and accountability report for 2007, and we decided to take a collection of what we called representative performance measures as key indicators of our performance. I mean, we have basically about 400 PART performance measures and about 210 strategic plan measures. We can report on all of those. The accountants love that. And if you want to go into the detail, you can see that. But how do I give anybody else a sense of what's happening across the department and its range? So we picked these 26 representative performance measures and then also identified the funds that are associated with those representative measures. So I can tell you that not only do we achieve so many acres in desired condition, but the money that's associated with that, the costs associated with that. And we display that over, gosh, for as much as we could for the last 4 or 5 years with a projection of where we think we're going. And we put that into the performance and accountability report, built it into a highlights report. So not only do we have it to see what kind of money's being spent against this performance, but the public can see that. And Congress can see that in a sense where that maybe somebody can just, who's interested, just see it and get a sense of what's going on across the board without having to read a whole collection of details.
So to the extent that we can start to relate performance and cost, at least at this level, I think becomes more informative and starts to help decision-making, particularly at the executive level. And now we're taking that process further and looking at, well, okay, we've got how much it cost and how much was performed. Can we start to say, well, what if I want to do more? How much do I need to still put in there into the budget to be able to achieve more? Or can I achieve more by moving things around priority-wise between programs? The other thing we may be able to consider, too, is looking at the performance trend relative to the funding trend. Am I getting more and more performance for the same or less money? Or is it running pretty much parallel? Does the performance that I get depend upon how much money I have? And the other thing we want to be able to lay out is there are places where the cost to performance relationship isn't that direct. Or, well, not direct in terms of, it's not like for endangered species that if you give us $10 million more next year, that all of a sudden you'll find more, you know, more animals will fly off the endangered species list. I mean, the eagle took, what, 14 years at least to be able to get that off the list. So you start to see these trends and you start to get a sense, not just for how much money it cost to get there, but what it meant over time. And you start to see, well, if I apply $10 million more, is it going to maybe show up in results 2 or 3 years later? Because it takes time to apply what you've got and to realize those results.
So you're now using this as a forward-looking tool as opposed to just merely looking at results in the past.
Exactly.
That's great. What about the establishment of the Chief Performance Officer role and the CPO Council? We will ask Dr. Richard Beck, Director of the Office of Planning and Performance Management at the U.S. Department of the Interior, to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.